This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All righty, it's Boomer and Geo coming to you from the Bill Ford Tough Studio and, of course, on CBS Sports Network. And sitting in for Geo today, as Geo and Jerry are playing in a golf tournament, is the great Phil Simms in the power chair. And before we left, we were talking a little bit about the Giants. Now, this morning when you got here, I asked you what you had been doing the previous couple of days, and you said you were over at Giants camp.
Yeah.
And Giant fans are going to love to hear this, because the way that you were talking about what you saw in person, and I'm not talking about quarterbacks now, I'm not talking about anything else. I'm just talking about the team as a whole, whether it be offensive line, defensive line, the way that it looked on the field. You felt like this is going to be a much better team than people think.
Yeah, I'm excited for the Giants and what they have. You know, I look at their roster now, and, you know, that's kind of what we do right this time of year. We just got to look at but many impact players on the team. And I was standing next to the one group who I think is the big key to the team. That's Brian Burns, Abdul Carter, Kayvon Thibodeau, and Dexter Lawrence.
Yes.
So I'm standing there, and, you know, I just like, God, I feel so small. But I couldn't get over the size of all of them. You know, Brian Burns looks long and kind of trim to be a defensive end or outside linebacker, whatever you call it. Man, he is a man when you see him in person. And there's a good shot of Abdul Carter. Look how much, Boomer, that's what caught me by surprise, how much, there you go.
Wow, how was that? The inside move. So we're watching some of the highlights on CBS Sports Network, and he's got these quick moves that, you know, he can actually come around the corner like a Myles Garrett. He can come around the corner like a Bruce Smith when we played, and like LT.
Yes. Well, you know, there's a play, and I know a lot of people are listening on radio, and the tackle's worried about the speed outside, and he just one step outside underneath, he's free to the quarterback, and it's so, you know, I saw them together, and you could tell Coach Daboll was there with them. And they were all yelling at him, kind of like, oh, you do everything for the offense. You practice. And that was great, too. So I think that I know it's a quick look at it, but just the camaraderie that this defensive line is going to have. And they're a huge, probably the most important part of the team, to be honest.
Well,
need that defensive line to be dominant.
Well, listen, think about the quarterbacks they're playing against. Think about the division. Think about Jalen Hurts, Jaden Daniels, Dak Prescott. What do you need? You got to have speed on the outside.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys, especially Abdul Carter, I think it's an unbelievable pick for the Giants. And I was happy that Joe Shane got a chance to do it again. To me, I go back to Mr. Mara and the fact that, you know, he's trying to get it right. He's spent a lot of money over the last 10 years. They've made a lot of mistakes. They made it tough on Daniel Jones for a lot of different reasons. They weren't settled on coaching. They weren't settled on GMs. I feel like they got their quarterback that they finally drafted. They've kind of culled the roster to get rid of some of the guys that they didn't want here anymore. And now all of a sudden comes in this youth and energy of a Jackson Dart and an Abdul Carter, the two of those guys alone. Well, could change the fortunes of this franchise.
Yeah, I know I'm talking nothing but very positive about the Giants. And, of course, you know, I hate to say it, I'm a Giant fan. I follow them very closely during the season. I watch the games on TV or even on, you know, coaches'
films. You go to the games, too.
Well, no, I don't go to the game.
Yeah, I thought you went to the game to say hi to everybody.
No.
You don't use you for that?
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're a legend.
Yeah, okay, stop it.
All right. I just want to make sure that you know I know who you are.
But you're saying it to be, you know, a jackass.
No, I'm not saying it to be a jackass. I'm saying it to be...
It's all good. Yeah, well, the opening game of the year, you know, it was the 100-year anniversary for the Giants. So last year, I think we got one this year where we're going to go there, and there's going to be, I hope I'm right, bobblehead dolls.
Oh, God.
Yeah, well.
Oh, I can't wait to get a Phil Simms bobblehead.
Oh, well, what was yours look like?
We got one in here somewhere.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It's around here.
Oh, there it is.
Over there in the corner, yes.
That's a pretty good replica of your head.
Yeah, it's a bobblehead.
It's a bobblehead.
Yes,
okay.
And yours will look good as well. So when you talk to Brian Daboll,
yeah,
do you sense any nervousness about?
No.
None at
no.
all?
No.
Does he have the realization that this could...
Well, I'm sure. Listen, he's a human being. Of course, he thinks about it, and I'm sure Joe Shane, they're thinking about that. How can you not? It's like being a quarterback and knowing you got to go out and do this really well, have a winning, whatever it is, to keep your job. You know, it's a constant fight, and the coaches, yeah, they're under pressure, but you sure don't feel it. And it's the second year for the defensive coordinator, Shane Bowen, so that's a big deal. And I just think the team is better this year than last year. And like I said, I think the defensive line, and the other big story is Andrew Thomas, of course, the left tackle. I heard you guys talking about it. It's amazing. One offensive lineman could be the difference between having a solid year and having it fall apart.
You know, I had a Hall of Fame offensive lineman by the name of Anthony Munoz. You know that?
Oh, sure.
And Anthony was an incredible player, and all the other players were great players too, but he just made everything easier. Like you didn't have to worry about the right side of the defense when you have a left tackle like that.
Yeah, that's right.
And for you, that would have been your backside. For me, it was my front side.
Right.
So my right tackle, who was Joe Walters, he was great too. He was big. He was mammoth, and he could pass block his ass off. So I never really have to worry about any of that stuff. And you got to hope that this starting offensive line. Do you think that this could be also like? When I think of the Eagles, I think best defensive line, best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
Combination, boom. Put great athletes on the field with them. Now, all of a sudden, those great athletes can make plays unencumbered because they're not worried about getting hit, whether it be a defensive back or whether it be a wide receiver. It could be Saquon Barkley. It could be Cooper DeJean. Those are the athletes on the field that are making plays because of the two offensive and defensive line combinations.
Well, you and I do a show. We talked all season long. I think, was that every Friday we did that?
Yeah.
Whatever.
Balance of Nature, Pigs.
But that was on Wednesdays.
Oh, that was on Wednesdays.
But we did a show on Fridays, and I think when the playoffs always get near, I say, look at the playoff teams, and if you judge the offensive lines in the whole NFL from 1 to 32 – it's amazing they're all in that playoff group, you know, the high ones.
Right.
And that's what we saw. Philadelphia, wow. Maybe one of the best offensive lines in history last year.
You know, CBSSports.com, you know, did one of these, you know, top 25 teams over the last 25 years in the NFL.
Okay.
The number one team on that list was last year's Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl winning team.
I'm not going to disagree.
Yeah, there's about five or six Patriot teams in there as well.
Yeah.
And there are a couple of teams that did not win Super Bowls that were in there that unfortunately got knocked off in the playoffs for whatever reason. But to your point, when you think about what the Philadelphia Eagles were last year and you think about every single position and how that position was filled by the players that Howie Roseman put there. And by the way, you know, he's called that team again and he's rebuilt that team again.
Yeah. Listen, Boomer, it's they didn't have to do anything on defense or offense to be clever. It was meat and potatoes, big guy, everything. The offense, I knew every play. We talked about it so much last year. I would just know the play. Oh, the outside receiver is going under, the slot receiver out. They run it like 10 times a game. Oh, they had like five plays that they just beat you over the head with every single game because of their talent. Jalen Hurts. You know, he throws basically every football towards the sideline. Why throw it over the middle? That's where the trouble is. And so they had so many plays designed to get it outside the numbers. And I think in the championship game, the Super Bowl, I don't know if he threw any over the middle. And it just shows you how they just simplified everything they were doing because of the great talent they had.
Yeah, but their defense shut down Patrick Mahomes and that offense. Yeah. And Travis Kelce was non-existent for whatever reason in that game. You know, it's interesting. You and I and Gio did the Philadelphia at Giant game last year for Compass Media Networks. And Josh Izudu, I remember, was having a hell of a time. He was having a hell of a time. And if you remember, Gio was telling us he was on the sideline.
Getting pumped up.
And they were trying to pump him up because it had felt like he just didn't belong out there on the field. And again, it goes back to defensive line versus offensive line and the competitiveness of each of these players. And for whatever reason, Howie Roseman loves that University of Georgia defense.
Well, there's a good reason. They're very, very good.
And he, you know, and look, he got a little break here and there, you know, with a couple players that had fell to him in the draft, and he selected them, even though they had a few marks against them off the field.
Right.
But it's turned out to be, you know, a winning formula for them.
Well, and who did he sign for that offensive line? Mekhi Becton. How did Mekhi Becton play last year?
Well, you know, it was interesting. I want to ask you, it was interesting because they signed him, but then they let him go.
1 year deal.
Right.
They had to let a lot of people go, or a few people, because it's about money. So Mekhi Becton ends up with the Chargers. And all of a sudden you look at the Chargers and go, it's an unbelievable offensive line.
But you know, I felt like Mekhi Becton had a lot to prove.
Yes, he did.
And he went to the right group. That offensive line is a very solid group there. We know even with Travis, Jason Kelce retiring,
right,
it still was a very solid group. And they got a great offensive line coach.
Yeah, he does. And so you and I were sitting there doing the game on radio, and I remember just going, oh, my gosh. It's the center pulled out to the left side, and Saquon followed him, and he ran for that long touchdown.
And there was nobody out there.
And it was incredible, though, just to see the athletic ability of their whole offensive line, but for the center, too, who's replacing probably a Hall of Fame offensive lineman, and that was Kelce.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And Jason Kelce. And the other thing, too, just one thing before we take a break here, is I was thinking about, you know, the Giant offensive line now. If Andrew Thomas is healthy, with this defensive line that they have, where would you put them? Are they a top 10 combination unit?
No.
They're not.
No, I don't think so.
Their offensive line is still a little bit shaky.
I'm not shaky, but I think we'll see how it works out. I think they need a few players to play better this year than they did last year. But yeah, if they get whatever, 15, whatever, however you want to put it out there, they need great improvement on the offensive line. The first thing always is being healthy. I'll never forget Tom Coughlin said once he had Tony Boselli was his left tackle.
Down in Jacksonville, yes.
Yeah, in Jacksonville. You remember Derek Thomas had the 7 sacks the week before I'm doing
Kansas
the game?
City, yes.
And I said to him, so what are you going to do? You're going to double team Derek Thomas? And he got stood up and goes, what do you mean? I'm going to put our guy out there against their guy and let's see who wins. And the coach, I was just asking a question, man, you know. But so we do the game. Tony Boselli dominated him every play. And you had one of those, too.
Yeah, so I'm saying. So Andrew Thomas is that key,
man,
without question. Quickly, let's go to Anthony in Belleville. Anthony, what's happening, you meathead?
Uh-oh.
Boomer Esiason and the great Phil Sims. Oh, yeah,
baby. What's happening?
Oh, my gosh. Phil, it's great to talk to you, but could you please, like, raise your hand so I know who's speaking?
Wow. Okay, Anthony, thank you.
What's he mean? Who's speaking? He thinks we sound alike?
He thinks we look alike.
Oh.
He wants to know who's talking.
Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? So that's his little joke.
Yeah, it was funny. I laughed my ass off.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. But that's one of our longtime listeners and callers.
Oh, it is? Okay.
Yes.
All right, well, good
He's
for him.
He's a nice guy. He's a nice guy. He's a little pudgy. You like him. He's thick. Right, Al, how thick is he?
Yeah, he's thick. He's like got quarterback thighs and butt.
He's short.
5'3".
He's like Alejandro Kirk from the Toronto Blue Jays. That's what he looks like. Well, he doesn't look as athletic as him.
He loves to call anytime there's a different combo than the normal two guys on the
air. Oh, I see.
Yeah, so he likes to make fun of us.
Al, how much do you weigh?
About 153.
Okay. You're going to live forever.
You think?
Well, you are a very healthy eater, right?
I try to be, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he's nice and trim. Me?
He loves his sandwiches, though.
He does?
Yeah, he loves sandwiches.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, it is a feel-good football Friday here with the baseball teams off of last night, and Phil Simms is in for Geo as Geo and Jerry are out on the golf course somewhere. I'm sure that makes you happy that Geo was not here today.
No, I love him when he's here. Sits there, you know, he's funny and treats me nice.
He does?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know he picks on me every now and then. I don't care.
All right, just as long as you're... I thought you were going to come in loaded for bear, just going after him.
What, today?
Yeah, I figured this was, you know, your get-back chance.
Well, I know. So what was the whole thing? Why was he making fun of my golf game or something like that? That's what I've been
told. I don't remember him making fun of your golf game, so whoever told you this, and this is usually what happens,
yeah,
they hear what they want to hear, and they don't understand what we're talking about, or they don't understand the context in which we are talking.
What I should do is go out and be his caddy, and caddy for him, and he gets ready to hit, you know, I'll just say, come on, man up and hit the damn thing. Let's go. Quit swinging at the driver like it's a pitching wedge. Hey, what did I say to you guys when you were up in Connecticut last year for that tournament up there by the Pro Tour?
Yes.
And I just said, there's only two reasons to play golf, to smash your driver and to have a wager on it, too.
Exactly, 100%. Okay. And he loves the wager on the golf course.
Oh, he does.
And by the way, CeeLo's a really good golfer, too. I've played with CeeLo.
I don't know about really good.
Well, you're really good, and you've played with Gio, haven't you?
Yes.
And what do you think about his improvement?
Oh, night and day. But I mean, I would hope so, considering how often he plays.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, but no, he also practices.
Yes. No, wow. He's committed to it.
He is 100% a committed lunatic.
Yeah. You said he's shooting in the 90s? Like low 90s? Mid 90s?
I would
90s?
Say midnight. You know, if he got his putting right,
yeah,
he could break 90.
So that's, see, on a good day for him and on a not so great day for me, he could easily beat me. Because I'm not playing regularly enough. I'm probably like a 92-ish right now, which is not great.
I just, my thing with him is that when I play with him, it's usually 10, 11, 12 holes that he's three putting.
Yeah.
And just imagine if he could cut that in half.
Yeah.
So now you go from 98 to 92.
Think if he played with me, you think he could break 100?
Yes, I do.
With me,
depending on where we play,
me hovering over you.
And CeeLo, do you think Phil could beat him left-handed?
I heard you say that. I mean, you said you're only every now and then going down in the basement to swing the club.
I'm left-handed. Okay,
you play golf. Oh, then why'd you say you could?
No. I play right-handed golf, but I can do everything I do in life is left-handed. Everything except throwing.
I was going to say, you're pretty famous for not using your left hand to throw the football.
But I actually now try to brush my teeth right-handed to even things out. Because I know my family.
This is a strange human being. I'm telling you.
Yeah. I mean, I do some stuff with right hand versus left hand, but that's interesting. I wouldn't have thought you were mostly left-handed.
I'm left-footed. I kick left-footed, so.
You kick left-footed?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it's well,
but
my
you
family
play golf right-handed.
I play right-handed, but when I played golf, even though I was right-handed, I used my left hand dominant for sure.
So you had a nice draw.
I had a nice draw. I could put the ball a club in my hand, and one-handed just my left hand, and stand there, turn and hit a high draw.
Hmm. That's beautiful.
Yeah, you see his hands. He's got meat hooks for hands.
Oh, yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying.
Well, you're like you were baling hay when you were a kid. Were you not?
No, I didn't bale hay. I did things much worse.
No, I thought you and your brothers were baling hay.
We hung tobacco.
Oh,
okay?
You hung tobacco. Okay, you know who else hung tobacco?
Who?
Tory Holt.
Tory Holt? Wow,
yeah,
really?
I interviewed him yesterday. He worked in tobacco fields.
Was he in North Carolina?
North Carolina State.
Yeah, but is that where he grew up too?
Yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky, North Carolina, two of the biggest tobacco.
So growing. You and he have something in common.
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
Why did I think that you used to throw bales of hay in the back of a truck? Maybe that's just my mindset. You're down in Kentucky.
No, I killed chickens. Man, I did it.
Man.
Well, we ate it. We killed him and ate him every day. That's what we did. It was awful.
And now you feed foxes.
The best day of my life. Hun? No, my dad sits at the table. There's 10 of us sitting there. My dad goes, woman? I can remember, and I was really young. He goes, woman, we're moving. And I was like, really? This would be great. Let's get off this farm. And we moved to suburbia not long after it because my dad was working the farm for his dad.
Oh, okay.
And he was unhappy with the money, I think.
Yes.
So that he just goes, the work was incredible. He was always out working. But, my grandfather would stop by to see how things were going. But my dad would say, you're not giving me a big enough cut of this.
How big was the farm? How many acres?
I'm not sure. Over 200, I think.
And what kind of farm was it? Was it
tobacco.
Dairy? Oh, tobacco farm.
Oh, it was tobacco farm.
Hanging tobacco.
Yeah.
And that's why, hence hanging the tobacco.
There you go.
All right. Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't really pay attention to anything you said.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Exactly.
So, Phil, your clubs are right-handed clubs?
Yeah, right-handed clubs. Yeah.
Now, could you play with left-handed clubs or no?
Well, if I practice, I probably could.
Well, you just said you could beat Gio left-handed.
I'm going to play him, I'm going to play it little. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So you settle down over there.
Well, he can hook you up with the lefty clubs, and then
have lefty clubs.
Right.
I do. I have
Wait,
lefty
but he's
clubs.
Got enough free stuff. You have no idea.
I have an idea.
A lot of free stuff, and he's been getting free stuff his whole life.
Mm. All right, I'm not going to make. I don't want to say Gio. If you're listening,
he's not.
If he's in the car, he's listening.
He checks out on days off. He said
today he's listening.
He said he was going to listen when he could.
Okay, well, yes. Gio, listen.
All right.
I hope you play your best round of golf of the year or your career, and enjoy. So there you go.
Isn't that nice?
All right, if he's listening, Jerry's listening as well, and he asked me to, and I will. Just a quick plug for the auction we have ending today.
Yes.
For the charity golf tournament that Jerry's involved in Marlboro, New Jersey, coming up on Monday, August 18th.
Okay.
So the foursome to play with myself and JJ, John Jastrzemski, is ending today at 5 o'clock.
Okay, and where can people go
they
to
can go
on
to
that?
32auctions.com/golfwithCeeLo-JJ. Or, if you don't want to remember all that, you can check out my Twitter X page, Jerry's Twitter X page, and the link is there.
All right.
We're just throwing that out one more time because the auction is ending later on today.
Okay, a little sports update?
Yes, let's do that. It's brought to you by Sansone Auto Mall, Woodbridge, New Jersey. So the immediate scare for the Jets yesterday, opening stages of training camp, and Justin Fields gets carted off to the locker room, so everyone's freaking out. Turns out someone stepped on his toe. It is dislocated. It's in his right plant foot on his drop back, but he's considered day-to-day. Nothing too serious, but even if it were, Aaron Glenn feels very comfortable with Tyrod Taylor as his backup.
And, man, the leadership ability, things that we heard about him, I played against him before, and you could just tell the players really gravitate to him. When he says something, everybody really listens, even the coaching staff.
And he said he feels there's really no drop-off skill set-wise as far as, like, the style of quarterback they are, the plays that I'm just telling you
all
what
right,
he said.
Okay, well, I mean, he's got to say that he's the head coach and he's got to fight through this.
Yeah.
I hate when people used to step on my feet.
Oh, it's
you
the
think
worst.
You think it's a defender that stepped on his feet, or you think it's one of his offensive linemen?
Oh, I think it's offensive linemen.
Mm. Oh, God, I hate that.
You know, it's a quick pass. Yeah, you know, it just sounds like a quick pass, and, you know, all it takes is 1 foot to come back by the guard or even the center.
But these are the things that you have to work through training camp, especially when you've never played with each other before, and the coaches are coaching players that they've never coached before. And you have a new offense that you have to learn. There's a lot of thinking going on.
I would think whoever stepped on his foot got hit and blown back.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's not good either.
So it's either the center or one of the guards, whichever way the pass was thrown,
Could be the, you know, it also could be his fault because maybe he stepped forward with his right foot before he stepped back or moved out of the pocket.
Maybe
and then the center stepped back. What?
Quick snap and like just out into a little wide receiver screen or something.
He had to be under center.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
in order for it to be dislocated, you would think that he would have gotten stepped on and had to pull his foot out.
Yeah, maybe.
And then run and then realize, oh my God, what just happened? Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Oh no, oh my gosh.
Yes, oh my gosh.
You know, but I've never heard that ever happen to a quarterback.
Dislocated toe?
Yeah, just
but,
stepped on
that's
so bad.
Because you were the giant quarterback. He's a jet quarterback. These things happen
oh my
to
gosh.
Jet quarterbacks.
Yeah, okay.
All right, to the Giants, where Malik Nabers continues to manage his own toe situation, but seems to be feeling pretty comfortable with it, at least for right now.
I'm sure it will be something that I got to take up with, you know, Dave's and the guys upstairs and training staff. But I think we got a great plan of going on to day by day. Yeah, that's probably it.
In terms of his dynamic with the new starting quarterback, Russell Wilson impressed with Nabers, not just on the field, but in meetings as well.
It's the communication that we always have, right? But then also, you want those guys to be interactive and communicate too. And he does a tremendous job of that. He's communicating to the other guys what he sees, what he would do, you know, all these different things.
Now, other side of the ball, it's year four already for Kayvon Thibodeau. Big drop-off for him sacks-wise last year after posting 11.5 in season number two. He only played 12 games last year, certainly a factor as well. Took a different approach to his physique this particular offseason.
I think I'm in pretty good shape. I'm in normal shape that I've been. I probably dropped a few pounds to be a little faster, focus more on speed. I've been working out. It's been good. It's been good.
And a little new addition to his workout routine this year, which he revealed.
I've been wrestling a little bit, taking some guys to the ground. I've been, you know, on bags and stuff, working on my tackling earlier in the season.
You saw one of those clips with the wrestling, I think it was, what you were doing?
That's what I said, yep.
It's like, I just said that, yeah. And then the reporter wanted to know a little bit more about that choice.
What got you into that? Why that?
Because wrestling is another form of tackling, so I just wanted to, you know, make sure that I can use some techniques from wrestling into football.
Yeah, we'll see how that works out.
You know, I always said this about wrestlers, and I said this yesterday to one of the guys that I was interviewing, and he was a wrestler who's on the PBR circuit, and Dalen Swearingen was a wrestler in upstate New York, and now he's on the PBR circuit, and he's an amazing
bull riding?
Yes, bull riding. He's an amazing young man. So I was talking to him, and he said he was a wrestler in high school, and then I said, and I don't know if you feel this way, but I think a lot of NFL scouts and GMs feel this way.
Oh.
If you have two players that are playing the same position, they're about the same size, about the same athleticism, but one was a wrestler in high school and the other wasn't.
Yeah,
I'm taking the wrestler.
Yeah.
If all things are equal and the only thing that separates them, and this is why when I was trying to get the Jets to take Tristan Wirfs as opposed to Mekhi Becton.
Mm.
Tristan Wirfs was an all-American wrestler.
Wow.
And, you know, he is a tremendous, tremendous wrestler.
That is, I always look at that too when I read about him. When I see a really good player and he was a wrestler, like you said, I go, oh. It's the
dedication. It's the dedication of wrestling.
It's for O linemen and it's for inside D tackles, which is, you know, I see that too. They're going to be able to grab and manhandle. And yeah, it's a great thing to do. If you're an offensive lineman, want to be an NFL player, if you're in high school,
Wrestle, man. I'm telling you, because it will 100% play off. It will pay off not only because of the hands and but your feet and also your dedication to your craft. I mean, to be a wrestler, let's face it.
It's brutal.
It is brutal. You got to make weight and you got to watch what you eat. And to me, they're an even more dedicated athlete.
Boom. It's the only sport where you get penalized for not trying hard enough.
Exactly.
That's it. You rest.
You're done.
It's the only sport I know that you get penalized for that kind of stuff.
How about for kids? Like, you played multiple sports when you were a kid. You played baseball, right?
Yes.
I played multiple sports. And, you know, Joe Burrow was an all-state point guard in high school. And, you know, obviously he transfers to LSU and he becomes this great quarterback and one of the best in the NFL and is during his time now in Cincinnati. Are you an advocate for players or kids playing multiple sports?
Yes.
Or do you think they should really focus in on trying one sport or trying to become that quarterback that their parents or their coaches hope them to be?
Well, I think the easiest one to be multiple sports for quarterbacks, let's say that, is football, baseball. Because there's enough time in baseball, whatever, it's a little different. So basketball, so you're going to play football, and then right away you go into the basketball season. So I think that's really tough. Nowadays
it's tough. Yeah. It wasn't tough when we were growing up.
But I every sport out there, you got to be in. If you're not on the club team, you're not going to get, whatever, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
For soccer, that's all I hear.
Lacrosse.
Yeah.
Hockey.
But I do see more and more, especially quarterbacks, because I watch my son coach all these guys, and I coach a few too, that it's just one sport.
Wow.
Yeah. Year-round.
Year-round.
I don't think there's enough football games to be played year-round.
They train, though.
It's the training.
I understand his training's fine, man, but you got to be – I think you got to be a part of another team. I think you should play basketball if you're good enough to play basketball. Certainly you should play lacrosse if you're good enough to play cross. A lot of similarities there.
Yeah. And if you play basketball, it's you might not be sharp at the beginning of the season. You'll get that. And then you have a long break before the football season so you can work on the football the way you want.
These kids are kids, man. Let them play. They don't need breaks. Let them play. And let them play a lot of different things. That's why I said, like, Joe Burrow, all-state point guard in Ohio. Think about that for a second. Mm-hmm. And an all-state quarterback who goes to Ohio State and transfers and gets on one, maybe the greatest college football team in the history of college football. That USC team that Anthony Munoz was on was pretty damn good, too.
Yeah. USC under Pete Carroll had some of the greatest teams I've ever seen, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's really interesting. There's a Chris Snee who played for the Giants.
Yeah, his son's a quarterback, yeah.
He's really, really good. And he plays baseball, too. And he's a pitcher, and he throws, apparently, I haven't seen him pitch, but apparently he can really let it go.
How old is he these days?
He's an eighth grader getting ready to go into high school.
I understand.
Look him up on Instagram and tell me what you think about that.
All right.
It's
you give me his name during a break?
It's real. Chris Snee.
Yeah, but
I'm sorry. Name. Gosh, that's a good
question. You can tell me during the break.
Walker Snee?
All right, cool. Before I run out of time, because this kind of falls in line, we're talking about, you know, draft projections and athletes and all that. All right, right up Phil's alley. So our colleague down the hall at the Infinity Sports Network, Maggie Gray, I don't know if Phil's familiar with Maggie at all. She had an interesting, I guess, spur-of-the-moment take on their show earlier this week as part of Maggie and Perloff. More so surrounding baseball, but certainly applies to a theme that Phil likes to talk about frequently.
Everyone knows in professional sports, especially baseball, a lot of your power comes from your posterior. Like, the power's in the butt. You know these things that women get called Brazilian butt lifts? Have you guys heard of these?
BBLs.
Has anyone ever thought to do some research to see if getting a BBL helps you in sports?
That is great.
I'm saying, if I'm an athlete and I don't have a big enough butt, maybe I try to enhance it.
Now, you heard that her teammates, they all laughed at her. I'd imagine might have had a more supportive take had you been sitting there with her.
Well, I don't know.
Big butts.
Wait. Buck Showalter, they said to him, right? Have you heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's
Tell it? Go ahead.
Well, if they got a big ass, then that's the first thing I look at. You know, got to
big and high.
High, yes. High. Yeah. I'm trying to calm it down. But his assessment of how he looked at everything, I was like, of course.
Buck, you mean?
Yeah, Buck Showalter.
How about Maggie?
Maggie,
you agree?
BBL, Brazilian butt lift.
That's really interesting. I don't know if you can lift it and make it, you know, a better athlete. I don't know.
Sometimes you just got to be born with it, man.
Yeah, yeah. And as you get older, everything falls, so don't worry about it.
It does. All right, Chris, I appreciate it. Thanks, man. Oh, my God.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, it is the Bill Ford Tough Studios. Boomer and Geo in the morning. Phil Simms in for the vacationing Geo, and Jerry's along with Geo. They're out on the golf course somewhere. Hopefully they're hitting it well. And we've been talking a lot of football on this Fieldwood Football Friday.
Is Geo off next week too? Is it vacation time?
No, we're here.
Okay.
Yeah. But I am taking those guys to Pebble Beach. We're taking all these guys to Pebble Beach.
Wow. That's a lot of money, big boy.
I'm not paying for it.
Oh, you're not?
Initially, I said I would pay for it, and I put it all together, and then somebody from scratch heard us talking about it, and they wanted to do something with us here at the radio station, and I thought it was the greatest thing in the world that we had a meeting the other day, and we all signed off on it, and we were all looking forward to going to Pebble Beach. We're going to go on August 10th through the 13th.
It's great. You're going to be the first group off, you told me.
Yeah, on Monday morning, we are the first group off. So that's going to be, and you've played there.
Yes. I was with Paul McGuire, Jim Gray, and Tommy Roy, who's the
producer of NBC Golf.
It's NBC Golf. So we had a great time. Paul McGuire was my partner. In the first hole, he took a driver, and I can't even explain his swing. It was so unbelievable. But it goes down the middle, and they're laughing. And he scratched together a pretty good round with that really, really bad swing.
And lo and behold, after 18 holes, how much money did you win?
Well, not enough. We won. I don't think the group I was playing with. Now, Paul and I would gamble.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But the other two, I don't think. But we won a little. And we definitely won, because what made it great is they were making so much fun of Paul and his golf swing. So, but yeah, playing golf with him is an interesting thing, or it was, and it was a lot of fun.
Good friends. Good friends. Great memories. All right, let's take some phone calls. Let's go to Joe in Barnegat. Joe, you're with Phil. Hey. What's happening, brother?
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Boomer. Good morning, Phil. Hey, I just want to talk about how great the kind of guy that Phil is. We coached together back in, 2009, Phil? We did the first New Jersey versus the Northeast Football All-Star Game.
Yeah, the North-South All-Star Game in New Jersey, yes.
The first one was New Jersey versus the Northeast.
Oh, that one, yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
we took a bus and we took the boys up to St. Joe's Hospital.
Right. That's right. Yes. And that game, I remember it well. Yes.
Yeah, right. We played against Joe Theismann.
Joe Theismann was coach of the other team.
Oh, was he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's right. And we won on the last, play of the game was an interception.
For a touchdown to win.
Really? Wow.
The last play, yeah. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Game. Well, we took the boys up to the St. Joe's Hospital, and we're there, and Phil buys everybody on the bus now, it's like 40-something of us, a whole pizza pie. Now, the pizza pie's taken an hour to get delivered, so what does Phil do? He buys everybody on the bus a big Italian hoagie. Wow. Now, in the meantime, the hoagies finally show up, and at the same time, the guy had to find a big pickup truck to bring 40-something pizza pies to the bus. So we're driving back to Rutgers with everybody on the bus with a big smile, everybody having a big, giant Italian hoagie and a big, large pizza pie for everyone. That's the kind of guy Phil is.
Yeah, you know, that is the kind of guy Phil is. I know that, Joe, and thanks for the call. You know, you used to buy a lot of stuff. Like, remember you bought, didn't you bring, like, was it Diane or who was it at the NFL today that you had eat all those donuts?
Oh.
Christine?
Christine,
yeah.
But
Christine was about 4'10".
Yeah.
And you made her eat, like, how many donuts?
I didn't make her. Bill Cowher always walked in with a plate of donuts. And she said something, whatever. Christine was great. And I just said, how many of those can you eat? I don't know how it started, but.
You offered her $1,000 to eat like 15 of them.
Okay, that's true.
That is
100%. $1,000.
You bribed her to say you want $1,000 to eat all these donuts.
But Bill Cowher joined with me. We took some off the plate. We didn't make her eat 15.
There were like 15 donuts on that plate. Wait,
so she eats whatever she has to get the money. I paid her, and she goes, when's Bill Cowher going to pay me? She kept, ask him. I don't know. But we did the show, and I walked back into the dressing room.
Yes.
And she was laying on the couch out. I mean, out.
But she got the money, though.
Yeah, she had a sugar rush, I guess. She had to go lay down.
Let's go to Kyle in Connecticut. Kyle, what's happening?
Feel good Friday. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We need to get Gio back in the studio here. With just you two, everyone's just calling in, gassing you up. Must feel nice getting all these compliments from all over the place.
Yeah, well, by the way, they're not gassing me up. They're gassing him up because they don't get a chance really to talk to him much. So now everybody wants to call in and tell him how great he is.
Yeah, honestly, I like it when Boomer just tries to belittle me and stuff like that. That's more fun because, it's not like it's hard to say things about Boomer, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, very true.
So but it's all good.
You guys were talking a lot about multi-sport athletes, talking basketball, lacrosse, soccer. Right. You're forgetting about one group of real thick boys I think could be an asset to any offensive line. Bill, what do you think about sumo wrestlers on the offensive line?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't
know
what.
Did you see Micah Parsons with the sumo wrestler trying to get around the sumo wrestler?
Yeah, I know.
Now, listen, if you put them out in space, there's no way the sumo wrestler can get out to stop Micah Parsons.
Sumo wrestlers, what's their number one thing they have to do? They have to eat.
And that's not a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's they're probably. Yeah, it's a really interesting thing because probably great hands if they get in good position, all that, but not quick enough to get it done.
Yeah, not quick enough for sure. But if you keep them in a small little spot, like where they wrestle.
Maybe a guard.
Right, and that was the thing that you saw on Instagram with Micah Parsons.
Right. He
could not get around the sumo wrestler. Could not move
him. I didn't see it.
Yeah, was like last week. They were doing this, and he could not get around the guy. But then again, it was in his environment.
Yeah.
It wasn't out on a football field.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Funny. Yeah, I got to watch that.
All right, let's go to Mark in Rockaway. Mark, what's happening? Mark, you there? Mark's not there.
Yeah, I'm there. Sorry, guys.
That's all right, Kev. What do you got?
Yeah, I'm there. Sorry, guys. Hey, a couple weeks ago, I was out caddying at Arcola Country Club, and I caddied for Matt Sims, Phil's kid, obviously.
Oh, did you?
And first of all, he's a great kid, first of all. Second, though, just what you guys were talking about, we were talking about the multi-sport athletes and stuff, and he couldn't agree more with what Boomer was saying. These kids should be playing more sports, and also, you know, they got to make sure they love it. It's not just about the parents and the coaches and stuff. They got to want to be there, and they got to want to do it.
And multiple sports and multiple teammates and different types of sports. You know, that's the thing. It's a different experience. It's what builds you up. I mean, part of playing football with my football teammates in high school, I'm sure you were this way. You loved the guys that you played with. Sure. Your coach was probably all over you. Now, my football coach was my baseball coach.
Oh, what?
And he treated us baseball players much like he treated us football players.
Oh.
And there may have been like two or three other guys that were football and baseball players, but then there were just the guys that played baseball. Or they might have played a fall sport. They might have played soccer. I think we had a couple soccer players that also played baseball.
Right.
But I would have never really known those guys hadn't we played together.
Yeah, I think when I played high school baseball, where I went to school, it was big. You know, it was kind of the number one sport because the athletic director was the baseball coach. And I think that helped. But I think everybody on the team, except maybe one or two, were football players. And when I came into the NFL, most of the quarterbacks were baseball, football guys. You know, they all.
I think we all played three sports.
Yeah, well, yeah. My dad said he was never going to put up with that.
Right. Well, I mean, that's
two sports.
Story.
That's it. Don't be telling me about three.
No, my dad was like, "You're going to play sports, and you're going to stay there because I need you to stay there after school."
Oh, okay. Well, that's a good one. Yeah. So you played basketball too?
I did. Yes.
I can just see you playing basketball.
Oh, I was ripping it, man. You know that.
Well, yeah. What well, layups? Right. I mean,
well,
you backed everybody down, and
you see, you don't know this because you don't listen to me. But I got my scholarship at the University of Maryland because of a basketball game that I played at West Islip High School against the number one team in the county. And Maryland was recruiting their best player on the basketball team. And I actually had to play against them. And I had a very good game. And after the game, we had won the game. It was an upset in their gym. And after the game, my high school basketball coach comes over to me and says, "The Maryland coaches are here to see you." And I'm thinking basketball. I'm not even thinking football because my senior football season's over with. And it happened to be the running back coach at Maryland who was recruiting the running back safety at West Islip. His name was Bill McFadden.
Right.
And he goes, "Hey, I didn't know you were that kind of athlete. You know, would you take a visit to Maryland?" And, you know, my high school coach was trying to push Maryland to try to take me. You know. And so I went down there and visited, and they were the only school that gave me a college scholarship. Billy McFadden ended up going with me to Maryland. We ended up rooming the first year together.
Mm.
And he started his freshman year as a safety. I believe he was a safety.
Wow.
And I got buried on the bench, and then I got redshirted. That's how it all started.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.